Just a few halakhot on the laws of Alenu Neshabayah. Halakha brings down Nohagim Nomar Alenu Neshabayah Ahar Siyum at Tefillah. It's a minhag at the end of the Tefillah to say the Alenu Neshabayah. That's brought down in the Tur in the beginning of Siman Kuf Lamed Gimal. ויש אומרים שיהושע בן נון תיקן אמירתו בשעה שכבש את העיד יריחו. And some say that the origination, the origin of the word of the chapter of Alenu was penned by יהושע בן נון. He sang it at the time that he conquered the city of יריחו. יריחו was one of the first cities that the Jewish people conquered when they entered Eretz Yisrael. It was a difficult battle. They surrounded the city and they circled it seven times. And then on the seventh day, the walls came down. They got swallowed into the ground. And at that miraculous victory, so Yehoshua ben Nun said, "Alenu neshabayach, it's incumbent upon us to praise La'adon HaKol." It is the minhag to say Alenu Neshabayach at the end of all the three tefillot, Shacharit, Mincha, as well as Arbit. Yesh lomar Alenu Neshabayach ba'amida, that the Mefarshim say that the word Alenu b'gematria is ume'omed, it should be done standing. And that's the way the Ben Ish Chai as well brings in Halachot, in Parashat Kitisa, one should stand for the Alenu. V'yizahed le'omro bekavana. Of course, one should say it bekavana. That's the Rama writes in Kuf Lamed Gimal, or Kuf Lamed Bet, actually. U'kse'omer v'anachnu mishtachavim, sarik shi'yichra kol gufo, kemo b'kli'ot shel tefilat shemona esre. So you have to bow during v'anachnu mishtachavim, just like you would bow in the regular bowings of the tefilah. That's what Rabbeinu Ari wrote in Shara Kavanot. He writes, "Yichrav yishtachave yishtachavaya gedola." Now, without getting into the Kabbalistic concepts, but the Ben Ish Chai says that at the time when a person says "Vanar mishtachavim," he is bringing down a certain or from the higher worlds, and he's bringing it down to the lower worlds. So there's definitely something happening spiritually at the time that he says Ba'anach Mishtachavim with the Kiri'ah. Furthermore, En lafsik b'dibur b'sh'at amirat Alenu Neshabayach. A person should not talk during the middle of Alenu Neshabayach. Mikol makom yishma beracha mepi chaviro, in the middle of Alenu yad beracha, of course he answers Amen, or Kaddish, or Kiddusha. However, he has to be careful. When it says Shehem Mishtachavim Lahebel Varik, that they bow down to Hebel Varik, or El Elo Yoshia, so Ben Ish Chai writes, you shouldn't answer Amen at that point. Because it sounds like you're saying that it's Emet, that it's proper what they're doing, bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. So he writes in Halakha, ואם עירה עניית כשור שהם משתעבים להם בבריק וכן כשור לפנים אלה יושיע לא יענה שם אמן. So he should, you know, work out that the אמן doesn't land at that section. מנהג הספרדים ועדות תמזר להוסיף אפתר עלינו ופתורתך השם אלוקנו כתוב למור שמה ישראל אדוני אלוהינו אדוני אחד. And Ben Ish Chai says that the custom is to add the pasuk v'ayayim shamoa teshma lekol Hashem Elohecha v'azanta lekol mesota v'shamata kol chukav kol ha'mahalat shesabti b'mesraim lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem rofeecha. The Alenu unfortunately is very neglected because it is at the end of the tefillah. The rabbis joke and say that that's why they put it in the Amidah of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur of the Musaf, so you can't get away from it. Which means it must be a great tefillah if it made it to the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So therefore everybody has to be a little more, take it a little more serious when it comes to the Arun Shabbat. Arizal said, one should not take off his talit and tefillin, preferably, till after Alen Shabbat. They should keep it on. It should be noted that anybody that wants to accept upon himself a re-energizing of the concept of Alenu Shabayah, today is a great day to do it, because today is the anniversary when Alenu Shabayah was actually said for the first time. Today is the anniversary of the war of Yehoshua against the city of Yericho, and he conquered it, and today he's saying Alenu Shabayah for the first time in history. So therefore, that kawach of Alenu is in the day, so we should accept upon ourselves coming up to Alenu Shabbat and after the Barichu, we should say it, Bekavana, and the Bezat Hashem, all the benefits that we get from this tefillah. It seems as there's many benefits. The Ben Ishchai over here says, our prayers go up as a result of Alenu. It seems there's Hitzonim, he writes, there's different forces that try to again rob the tefillah from going up. And he writes, V'yesh bo tzorech gadol letfilah asher itpalanu kedel lebatel achizat hachitzonim. Whatever that means, it seems it's a minesweeper of some sort in order that the tefillot should go up without being interfered with any of what he calls the hitzonim.